Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and joining us in the studio is resident quizzer Mike Nothnagel. Hey, Mike.
Hello again. Back from your trip from New Zealand, I see.
That's right. Maybe next time I'll go for longer than a week. Well, you left us with a challenge about New Zealand.
I did. I said start with the name of New Zealand's capital, Wellington. If you change one letter to an R, you can rearrange the result to spell a two-word phrase, four letters in the first word, six letters in the second, that names something that isn't fun for a person who hates cold weather. What is it?
Namely, me. If you change one of the L's to an R, you can rearrange these letters to spell long winter.
And I am with you on that. I don't like the winter either. So let's go to New Zealand and forget about all this.
Sounds awesome.
All right. All right, Ian, on December 20th, 1946, the film It's a Wonderful Life premiered at the Globe Theater in New York City. It opened to mixed reviews, but was nominated for five Academy Awards, and it lost all five, four of them to The Best Years of Our Lives. To commemorate It's a Wonderful Life's premiere, our quiz this week is about other films set during Christmas time.
Oh, this should be fun and very festive.
You've seen movies before, right? As a Christmas gift, a father gives his son a furry creature named Gizmo, who comes with three rules. Don't expose it to bright light, don't get it wet, and don't feed it after midnight. In what 1984 film are all three of these rules eventually broken?
I'll take a shot that it's Gremlins.
It is Gremlins, that's correct. And a bonus fact, the voice of Gizmo, Howie Mandel.
Oh, really?
Yes, and as a germaphobe, Howie Mandel also has the same three rules. The 1999 film Eyes Wide Shut, starring Nicole Kidman and Tom Cruise, features a Christmas tree in almost every scene. It was the final film directed by what Oscar-winning director?
That was Stanley Kubrick.
Yes, and Mr. Kubrick unfortunately died suddenly a few days before the editing was finished, so he never actually saw the finished version of the film. In The Muppet Christmas Carol, Charles Dickens is played by Gonzo, who narrates the story. Tiny Tim is played by Kermit's nephew Robin, and Ebenezer Scrooge is played by what English actor?
Not something I know offhand.
You've never seen this movie before.
Is it Michael Caine?
It is Michael Caine. And The Muppet Christmas Carol was the first Muppet film that didn't use any characters from Sesame Street.
Huh.
That was a horrible Michael Caine.
You got me there.
Hey, good, it worked. On Her Majesty's Secret Service, the sixth film in the James Bond franchise, takes place largely in the Swiss Alps and stars Telly Savalas as villain Ernest Blofeld. The film marks the only appearance as James Bond by what Australian actor?
Is it George Lazenby?
George Lazenby is good. Wow, good pull. And finally, the fourth installment in what movie franchise, released in 1985, finds the title character played by Sylvester Stallone boxing Ivan Drago in Russia on Christmas Day.
Rocky IV, one of my all-time favorites.
Yes, Sylvester Stallone not only starred in it, but he also wrote it and directed it. Well, Ian's got some Christmas caroling to do. He went 4 for 5 this week, which means a trivia angel earned his wings. Have you ever been visited by an angel named Clarence? Let us know. quiz@wamc.org.
Or if your heart's on fire with strong desire, you can go to wamc.org/anyquestions for another look at this week's show, some extra credit, or this weekly challenge. Mike?
Start with the last names of two of the stars of It's a Wonderful Life, Stewart, S-T-E-W-A-R-T, and Reed, R-E-E-D. Rearrange these 11 letters to spell a five-letter word that names something you need to live and a six-letter word that names a place that doesn't have it. What are the words?
Mike Nothnagel's Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, Facebook, and other outlets. Mike, I'll get rearranging. Merry Christmas to you, and we'll be back in these same seats this time next week.
Happy Hanukkah, Ian. We'll see you then.